Welcome to episode 41 of What's Dis Podcast. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Matt.
Today we're going to do America Sings and Splash Mountain Special.
I love America.
Yeah, I bet you'll like America Sings then. Well, you don't like singing, so you like half this show.
I like when America sings.
When does America sing?
Always.
Like
Hamilton?
Like Hands Across America, that song. They sing that together, right?
Oh, sure. Is that for America? I don't know anything about that.
I think it's for world peace or some shit like that.
America's never been for world peace.
No, that's true. Well, I was going to do just a Splash Mountain special, and honestly, how do you do Splash Mountain when it's still open, right?
Right.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that we haven't seen about Splash Mountain. One being Ernest Goes to Splash Mountain, which is like a 25-minute TV special, basically.
Didn't know that was even a thing.
Mm-hmm. So, but I was like researching Splash Mountain and doing, you know, so we have a little to talk about. We can teach people.
Simpler times.
Simpler times mountain.
Yep.
And then I came across America Sings, and that's because basically when they were making Splash Mountain, they were looking for animatronics and they were going to get rid of America Sings at the same time. So they used a bunch of the animatronics from America Sings and put them into Splash Mountain.
All right. So they gutted one thing.
Yep. And turned it recycled. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, recycle.
What's that from?
That is from Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, I don't remember that enough. I like that show, but I was never...
C-O-N-S-U-M-E, consume.
Never a
don't
big fan.
Don't you P-O-L-L-U-T-E, pollute the river, sky, and sea, or else you're gonna get what you deserve.
So have you watched it a lot recently?
Nope. That's a 15-year memory, at least.
Jesus.
We should watch that one. That's a musical, that whole episode.
They just, oh, then there's
singing
no...
Singing constantly. It's really good, though.
Only singing.
Yeah, that's a good song.
All right. Yeah, we should definitely do that.
There's another, I think there's a SpongeBob Recycle song, too, but I don't remember it.
I wouldn't know it even a little bit.
Oh, well. That doesn't matter.
I don't like SpongeBob. That's Nickelodeon. That's Universal.
Well, so was Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah, but that's better.
Rocko's Modern. It's weird because now it wouldn't be modern. Why was it even modern to begin with? What was so modern about it?
What about it isn't modern?
He works at like a telephone operator, sex line.
Was that the only thing he did? I thought he had another job.
I don't know.
It's not... See, you're thinking of it as our modern life. It's not our modern life. It's Rocco's modern
life.
Oh,
I see.
So it could be anything. It's his modern life, though.
I guess I'd have to watch it again to see if it was actually modern for him. Like, if he was like learning new things every day, I guess that would make sense.
I don't think he was.
Maybe it was because his house looked like the contemporary and had like triangles everywhere.
Yeah, it was very up to date.
Remember the bologna episode?
No.
Oh, okay. It smells like fire.
Yeah, it's bugging me too.
Studio almost set on fire. Okay, so we're going to start with America Sings. And I'm just going to give you some info on it, all right?
I'm excited to learn about it.
Yeah, let's learn. America Sings is in Disneyland, by the way. We don't do Disneyland too often, but I figure we make an exception.
Now, is that why I haven't seen any of these animatronics?
Well, they might have like duplicated them for our Splash Mountain, but they went into the Disneyland Splash Mountain.
Okay.
Not all of them either, but like, we'll get to that. All right, so America Sings. This opened in Tomorrowland in Disneyland on June 29th, 1974. And it replaced Carousel of Progress. So at the time, Carousel of Progress was there. Went into the same building, and Carousel of Progress went over to Walt Disney World.
Holy cow.
Yeah, you just learned something right now?
I did, yeah.
Cool.
Wait, so the Carousel of Progress in Disney World, It's obviously not the original. It's the original one, but it isn't?
No.
It's the one from Disneyland?
Right.
But it's been renovated.
All the way over here. Yeah. And so I think... We already did a Carousel of Progress episode, and I still don't remember. It was like when it came over, I think they switched to the Now is the Time song for a bit, and then they switched back to the old song.
Yes, I remember
after
that.
They did another refurbishment. So that's what that story is. Okay, so let's see. It was, in Carousel of Progress building. And then music was done by Buddy Baker. I forget what he's done, but I know that song. I mean, I know that name.
Buddy Baker.
He does
Baker.
A lot of music.
I might be wrong here, but I'm pretty sure that's the Animal Man.
Who's the Animal Man?
From DC Comics and Vertigo.
Oh, the same name. Not exactly.
That's his name, Buddy Baker.
Right. Oh, that's cool. Cool fact. So there's 115 audio animatronics in this ride.
How many?
115.
Holy moly.
That's a lot of fucking, not as much as Tiki Room, but pretty up there.
Tiki Room's 200 plus, right?
Yeah, it's like 250 or something. The sponsor was Del Monte Foods.
Oh.
They make like green beans and shit, right?
They do a lot of the canned vegetables.
They do.
A lot of the...
A lot of shit I don't buy.
The little things, little plastic bowls of fruit.
Oh, I do buy those, but I buy the store brand, so
yep.
I don't buy those.
It's probably the same company. They just probably That's package true. It differently.
So America Sings used the same carousel theater as its predecessor. The building had an outer ring of 6 theaters, but unlike Disneyland's Carousel of Progress, which rotated clockwise, America Sings rotated in a counterclockwise direction. Also, unlike Carousel of Progress, America Sings only used the lower level of the Carousel Theater. The upper level was eventually used to house the Super Speed Tunnel in 1977, which later became the game grid of Tron that the People Mover transportation attraction passed through. Ooh, we could do those on. We could do an episode on the Super Speed Tunnel.
There's so much shit here that I've never even heard of.
I don't
know
what the hell the Super Speed Tunnel is. Sounds scary.
Sounds phenomenal.
Sounds like a fast test track.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Super test track.
120 miles an hour instead of 60.
1 million miles an hour. So I found a little story about America Sings.
Lay it on me.
Okay. This one's titled Incident. On July 8th, 1974, 9 days after the attraction opened, 18-year-old hostess Deborah Gale Stone was accidentally crushed to death between two walls of the building between 10:30 and 10:40. A narrow channel between a stationary wall and a rotating wall was open, and Stone either fell, stepped backwards, or tried to jump from one stage to the other as the rotating wall began to move. It moved every 2 to 4 minutes, which was how long each act was. Her death was pronounced at 11 p.m. when the carousel was being reset for a new cycle. One of the audience members heard Stone's screams and notified park staff. Other employees didn't notice the dismembered body until the end of the show and thought that Deborah's death screams were part of the show. By the time the audience member and the staff got to her, it was too late. Stone died from her injuries. Stone's parents sued Disneyland for the death of their daughter, which resulted in a small settlement. After Stone's accident, the attraction was abruptly closed and remained closed while safety lights were being installed. Later on, the walls in the theater were remodeled so that they would break away in a case a similar accident happened. The attraction reopened 3 days after the incident on July 11th. Whoa.
What kind of idiot does that?
I like how they said she might have fell. No, she didn't fall. You know she was going between theaters.
Yeah, she was doing something she wasn't supposed to.
If she was sitting down, she wouldn't have been going between the walls.
Can you imagine how painful that is?
No, I don't want to. That's why I don't.
Her death took 10 minutes too, it said.
It said between 10:30 and 10:40 it happened. They don't know exactly.
It's a slow death. Ugh. I'm sure it didn't happen. Well, maybe it happened.
No
right
one
away.
Even knew either. They just thought
dismembered.
It was, oh, she screamed and
ripped
that part of the show. Oh, imagine someone
maybe
now.
If it's this one.
Oh yeah, it could be. No wait, it was this. Imagine if like someone, like you ask someone about like, oh, remember that America Sings ride? And they're like, oh yeah, but I don't like the part where it screamed really loud. It's like it had nothing to do with the robots and the eagle singing and stuff.
And then you're like, no, that's where someone died.
You must have went opening week.
That's rough.
That is so creepy. And what?
I wonder if she was like cut in half.
She was 18.
Her head was ripped off.
Oh yeah, she fell in. What the hell was she doing? Walking around? Oh God, I don't want to think about what happened to her. That's gross. Ew. Oh, that's creepy. And then it opened 3 days later. They're like, oh, meh, won't happen again.
They must have had a good
cleanup crew.
Yeah, biohazard crew.
Yeah, they must have just like ripped that carpet right out.
Well, it was a different time.
So that happened. I don't know if anyone's died since then on Carousel of Progress. I doubt it. I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, that's not.
I guess we learned from Mrs. Stone. Miss Stone.
Well, they said they installed the breakaway walls.
Yeah, so like, I don't even know. I guess.
I imagine if that means if there's like a pressure, it just.
Oh, it just breaks. Instead, in case it's an accident. Whew. So in 1986, roughly 2 years before America Sings impending closure, two audio animatronic geese were taken out of the attraction. Their skin was removed, leaving only the robotic skeletons. Their heads were then replaced, and they were used as two talkative G2 droids in the queue to Star Tours. which would open in early 1987. One of them, named G29T, still sings a modified I've Been Working on the Railroad, retitled I've Been Looking at the Same Bag in Star Tours, The Adventure Continues.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. As a result, the Geese quartets in Acts 1 and 2 became trios until America Sings for Good. So I guess we'll know for sure when we watch this if we see the trio or the quartet of Geese that they were gone.
Well, we shall know, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think those are the robots that are in our Star Tours.
Disneyland, yeah.
I wonder if they're still in the Disney... it says The Adventure Continues, so I guess they're still there. G29T.
I thought it was The Saga Continues.
I've been looking at the same bag. Oh, that's funny. I like that.
Yeah, it's clever.
Yeah, so if you're in Disneyland and Star Tours and you see some little robots, they used to be geese.
You're looking at history.
Yeah, there's the geese for you. And then closing date was April 10th, 1988, before I was born.
Not before I was
born. The Carousel Theater was used as office space for 10 years. Whoa, that's tough. Wow. Carousel of Progress, it could have been there for 10 years. Instead, it was office space.
Oh, well, you need to get work done somewhere.
Fucking Disneyland knows how to waste space. They really do. During this time, the Carousel Theater's external appearance was unchanged, and the upper level continued to house the Tron Tunnel for the People Mover until that attraction ceased to operate in 1995. A large sign in front of the building showed Sorcerer Mickey alongside text reading, "Sorry, we're closed to Imagineer a brand new attraction." This gave guests hope that a new attraction was in the works, but the building was not touched for nearly a decade. For many years, guests wondered what the new attraction replacing America Sings was going to be. For a few years, during the planned Disney Decade, started by Michael Eisner, a new audio animatronic show called Plague 2's Fantastic Intergalactic Review was to open. Oh boy, that sounds...
What?
Fucking fascinating. What an idiot. It was to have been an outer space themed musical variety review featuring a troupe of audio animatronics, itinerant alien musicians whose spaceship had landed in Tomorrowland. Oh, that actually sounds kind of cool.
That would explain why there are aliens in Tomorrowland.
Yeah. The idea was part of the original Tomorrowland 2055 plan and was planned to open around 1994. However, Disneyland Paris, which opened in 1992, ended up costing the Disney company billions of dollars, putting them in debt, so the whole Tomorrowland 2055 plan was scrapped due to budget considerations.
Come on, Disneyland Paris.
Thanks, Disneyland Paris.
Get your shit together.
Thanks for ruining Tomorrowland 2055, you bastards. We'll probably get there before we get it.
That'd be so funny if they opened up Tomorrowland 2055.
In 2055.
After 2055.
They should. They should keep it on
hold.
That'd
be yesterday land.
Yeah. From the day of its closure until 1996, the inside of the lower level of the Carousel Theater was used for storage and office space, leaving only remnants of deteriorating sets and backdrops, as well as the empty, unused theater seats. America Sings was finally replaced by Interventions, a version of the Epcot attraction of the same name, in 1998 as part of the new Tomorrowland update of that year. Wow, so they got Interventions. I wonder if that's still open for them, too.
Well, lucky them.
Or if it's just boarded up and useless, just like ours.
See, to me, that's what it's always been.
And then I just have the acts. So the show consists of the intro. Act one is called The Deep South. So that's probably like Splash Mountain.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Act two is Headin' West. So that's like Cowboys, probably.
Like Frontierland.
Act three is the Gay 90s. So, like, you know, like our childhood, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
And then act four, oh, maybe it was the 1890s.
No, the Gay 90s, the happy... Oh.
Could be, I don't know. The Gay 90s.
I don't know.
Could be 1990s.
I mean, I guess the 90s
were
pretty
gay. Oh, wait, this wasn't open in 1990, so maybe it was the future. No, it was 1890s probably.
It had to have been.
And then act four is Modern Times.
Okay, so there you go, right there. You could have just said that and we would have known. You're reading it.
You sure that the 1990s didn't become before the modern times of the 80s?
Yeah, you know.
And then the epilogue.
Oh, the epilogue.
I'm very excited for this show.
Yeah,
I think
too.
It's going to be terrible and that's why we're going to love it.
I think it's going to be phenomenal.
If animatronics have proved me anything, it's that they're always for a good show. Just like the Mickey Mouse review. We loved that.
Sure did.
So I'm sure people at the time were like, what the fuck am I watching?
What is this crap?
I'm ready. Ready? And go. Ooh, ah, here come the angels.
Oh, I get it. It's because it's a dead attraction.
Oh, it went to theme park heaven. Oh. Doo-doo-doo.
It's a bald eagle.
The eagle's not moving.
And an owl.
Was he dead?
No, he's the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's moving pretty good.
Oh, I think this is the Rex Allen. It's like the old Carousel of Progress dad.
Yeah, maybe.
I think so.
It's a familiar
his
voice.
His eyes keep blinking at weird times. That was America's the owl looks cross-eyed.
He is. That's what this show is all about. America's music. Show is all about.
Where did songs come from, Sam?
Why,
they were the songs that people brought from their native countries. They did.
Native?
What
native.
Kind of music was it?
Sometimes he has a huge happy. Unibrow.
Sometimes Boop. It was sad.
Who does?
The owl.
And sometimes
he looks fat, too.
Just spoke of love.
He's cross-eyed bad.
He definitely is.
Of genie with the light brown hair.
Oh, I like that song.
Ooh. Very nice. But frankly, I prefer all around the cobbler's bits. The monkey chased the weasel.
What?
The monkey thought it was all in fun.
Oh, this a weasel
guy,
came out.
This guy had been here.
Yeah, he knew exactly what was happening.
Let's travel on through history and hear America sing. Sing it, Sam.
Yankee
Doodle traveled south, riding on a riverboat.
What?
Played a
that
tune
didn't hit.
And sang it out. It sounded like
oh,
a
God, people are clapping. It's like Country Bears.
You gotta clap.
Sang their song so dear.
That's where the person died. And they're like, that's strange. Why would they put screams on there?
Ah, it's so dark in here. What the hell's going on? Where'd the weasel go? Pop goes the weasel. Weasel go pop. Come on.
Very dark. Talk
I know,
about
what
a
the
dark
hell?
Ride.
I can't see anything. I can't see anything. My daughter just died.
Someone turn the lights on.
Let's just keep clapping anyways. God damn, it takes a long time to turn. Usually
it's because they're going the other way.
That's because the lights were off. What the hell are they? Geese? Oh, it's a geese.
Is it, there's a trio.
There's a trio. The other one's at Star Tours. They're all cross-eyed.
They didn't understand.
Looks like they're wearing sombreros.
No, they're wearing...
Doodah, doodah. Oh, I like these songs. Is this the Deep South?
Yeah.
Oh,
bunch of racists.
Oh, is that a doggy? Oh, he's so cute.
It looks like the dog from Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, no, it looks like McGruff.
Oh, a little bit like McGruff too.
Looks just like McGruff. Oh,
that's a good looking animatronic.
He has a pipe. Can't have that anymore. It is. Oh, his grass just came up. Did his grass just grew like that quickly?
Yes.
This is so cute. He's on a little rocking chair.
I don't know that song.
The hell's that? Shut up those birds.
Sam and Owl.
Oh, a donkey. The what?
A song voice.
Oh, look, those are the crocodiles from Splash.
Oh, yeah.
And an alligator.
And the
frogs. Yay.
We figured it out.
Very well. Oh, they're all cross-eyed again. Oh, and the raccoon.
Is that raccoon in Splash?
Yeah, they're a Brer Raccoon. I don't know his name.
Brer Gator.
Brer Frog.
Bread donkey.
Bread donkey. That looks like Shrek's donkey. What the hell's
the
that?
What is that thing?
Oh, possum? Opossum? Opossum possum?
Thought it was a mushroom.
Why does she have a bonnet? She looks like she's in Country Bears.
She looks like she's about to be shot.
She looks like shit. She hasn't got sleep in years.
Oh, she's got kids.
Her possums are hanging from her clothing line. Oh,
she wanna be a single girl.
Oh, she hates her kids. What a bitch. What's that? Is that the doggy? Fox? Oh, looks like Brer Fox. What the hell is he?
Jesus, that's ugly.
Yeah.
It's gotta be a fox.
It looks like a fox, but like an evil fox or a wolf or something.
The camera doesn't focus.
He's really creepy.
He's definitely a fox.
He's crazy looking. He has a huge hat. Oh, he's got a guitar.
They keep changing so quickly.
I know.
Like the stages.
It's like Country Bears, kind of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh! Is that
the
weasel?
Goes the weasel.
Oh, that guy loves the weasel. He always gets him. Oh, frogs again. Oh, there's the chickens from Splash. From the Zippity-Doo-Dah part. Them.
Oh, right here?
Yeah, the ones that dance on the boat.
They're testifying.
Yay! They're all black. Oh, look at all the foxes. They're scary.
They really are.
They look like the Big Bad Wolf, only as a fox. Praise Jesus.
That's exactly what they're doing. Arms Hallelujah. Pointed to the sky.
That's what they do on Splash Mountain. They just change the song. Boom. Boom. Oh, they're on their donkey again.
That away.
Yankee Doodle. Washington rivers over hills and moving with a big loaf. A fake loaf?
Big loaf.
The
tales and songs
that people sang were really quite amazing. Oh, were they? Do 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 do. Handy.
Oh, getting handy over there. Handsy.
Handsy. What the hell? It's dark again.
It's dark for way too long.
Yeah.
I can understand why someone died.
I can't find the exit. I feel better. What the hell? Is this the desert?
Yes, we're out west.
Oh, shit. Oh, there's more chickens from the end. They sit at the with the fishing rods.
It's the same chickens.
Yeah, but those are the ones that are fishing in the boats.
They got a lady in the background there.
They look like pirates. On the railroad. Oh, that's the quartet. Because he's looking at the same bag all the live long day. Oh, look, a rabbit. He looks like an Easter bunny. Why is he working with the fox? It doesn't make any sense. He works on the railroad with the fox? Oh, there's a shadow. That was creepy.
That's a quartet.
Oh, Casey Jr. Yay.
That's, yeah, a rabbit and a fox working together.
This doesn't make any sense.
Disney didn't know that stuff back then.
They just keep going back and forth.
Oh.
Oh, lightning.
Ba-boom.
They're dead. And now, okay. Saddlesore Swanson. Yeah. Welcome along. Is he a turkey? Yep, that's a turkey from the Splash Mountain. I'll tell you all my troubles on the old children. Yay! Yippee-yay. Oh, he's got glasses or something. Oh, no, he doesn't.
Yippee-ki-yay.
He is so creepy. I hate him. I think they added feathers to his face so it doesn't look all ball sacky.
I would hope so. That's fucking gross.
Yeah, it looks disgusting. Oh, this guy got shot. Oh, the doggy. Oh, it's a bear.
It's a bear. A bear riding a donkey with TNT.
Oh, he's got TNT on the donkey. What the hell's going on? Who shot that holy marshmallow? He has a howl. It's a doggy.
Oh, yep, it is a dog. It's a different dog, though.
It's like a shaggy dog. I don't even know what he's saying. His wife?
Yeah.
Up, weasel. Pop goes the weasel. Oh, Billy the Kid.
Love Billy the Kid.
The Boot Hill. Oh, it's the vultures from Splash Mountain.
Yeah, it is.
Yay. He was always after me lucky charm. Look at his face. He's so deadpanned. Oh, shit. They're dancing together. One day, he met a bandit. This makes them so less scary than they are in Splash Mountain.
They look like Undertakers.
Yeah.
Does he have a beard?
They look like the guys you've never seen Dark Crystal, but they look like the bad guys. Where are the buffalo? Is that the same doggy?
That's, yeah, from the first one.
The shot head?
No.
Oh.
That was a shaggy
No, that's
dog.
Not the same one. This one doesn't look like McGruff.
It's not shaggy.
It's a mix in between.
It's a mutt.
Yeah. Oh, is that a weasel? What's coming up there? What the hell? Oh, oh, prairie dogs. Oh,
something's poking up.
I think. Oh. Okay, you can't even see him anymore. Why'd they turn the lights off?
Spotlight is not in the right spot.
Like just showing his guitar.
Oh, that must have been where it happened.
Oh, yeah, I hear someone screaming. They're supposed to be dogs howling. The gay 90s, woo! Was in full swing. People ahead of cities had to do their own thing. Each time the people sang a song, I remember that.
What?
The 90s.
The gay 90s?
Mother? Stop singing Yankee Doodle, you fuck. Handy.
Yep.
He loves handies.
Who doesn't?
God damn, it's so dark. Turn the damn lights on. It's like 90% of this ride is in the dark.
Well, it is a dark ride.
Very dark. It's like nine. It's like nighttime. Oh, there's the trio. Oh wait, it's a quartet there.
Uh oh.
Oh, two of them were a trio. Oh, they're like the barbershop quartet.
I think they called someone's mother a whore.
Uh oh. He's got a bowler hat.
It's nice too.
Yeah. Is he have alcohol?
Probably a beer, yeah.
Huh.
It's a root beer.
Oh. Is that a bunny?
It's a fucking
giant
bunny.
It's so scary. Even the baby bunnies are huge. They have huge heads.
They're just heads.
They all look sad and depressed. Oh. And looks like her husband's drinking.
Yep. He's at the saloon.
Oh, boy. She's stuck at home with... What? The pig. Fatty pig. Yep.
He's pumped.
The eagle.
He loves the pig.
His eyebrows keep going up. Woohoo! Oh, they got beer. She's like a showgirl.
They always make the bigger ones showgirls, huh?
Yeah, like in the country bears, too. Same thing. She has a tissue, too, or whatever.
I wonder why that is.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
boy, he got a boner.
Oh, he did.
Pop. Oh, there's a doggy. He's a policeman. Oh, the bird's drunk. Go home, you're drunk.
Can't be drunk in public.
Oh, jeez. Go home and beat your wife. Oh, God.
He's not doing... Oh, he just woke up there.
What the fuck is that? A cow? Oh, a hippo? Is a hippo driving?
It's gotta be a cow.
She's fucking weird looking. She's gonna hit the drunk duck or whatever? Sunny! Oh, the hell's behind her? Oh, another chicken.
Another duck.
Oh, she's in a cage.
It is a chicken,
that's
though, right?
Sad. Yeah, I think so. Oh, the fox is singing now.
Foxes love chickens.
He's really creepy. What are you talking about? Oh, shit. The
I don't know
chickens
any
are dancing.
Songs.
Those are from the Splash Mountain boat, too.
That's the end.
The showgirls. Boom da, tarara boom da. I remember this song. Oh,
the
pig's
pelican.
Oh, the pelican? I thought it was the pig.
No, up top there, right in the...
Oh, yeah. The pig is going to spill all his damn drinks that he's serving. Motherfucker. Where's the weasel?
Let's get to modern times here.
Oh, there he is.
That's the second
Top
one in this
the
one.
Goes the weasel. Oh, you know what? That's the snowman. Earl Bives. What? Why can't I say it? God damn it.
Burl Ives.
Switching them.
Are you sure?
Yes. Burl Ives.
I thought it was a Christmas voice, but it...
Yeah, no, it's a snowman. Silver and gold. God damn, it's so dark.
I thought it was a Santa Claus. I thought it was,
No. From, Rudolph. Oh. Drunk chickens again.
No, these are criminals.
Oh, yeah, they're old. They're, one looks like a chimney sweep. Nobody has a tie, though.
This is the modern times?
Yep.
Or are we still in the gay 90s?
No, I think this is modern times because we had that big lapse in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, singing in the rain, what a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. Now that reminds me of Clockwork Orange.
I was about
Orange.
To say that. I bet you can't think of Clockwork Orange.
I know,
now.
But I love that song. Actually, I love that movie, too. Both of them. Wait, wait. Oh, here comes the fox being creepy again.
Well, who's he got with him this time?
Yeah, who's he kidnapping?
More foxes?
I don't know. What the hell's on his back of his car?
Is that a lamb? Oh, no, it's a
cat. Oh, it's a kitty. Oh, two kitties. It's
two foxes and two cats.
Oh, they must be taking them out for a date.
Yeah, a date.
Mm. I don't know what the hell they're saying. Oh, another pig. Why are the pigs so fucking huge?
Yeah, he's fucking weird looking.
His neck is, like, not moving. He's like,
kind of looks like John Candy.
He does. What a silly weasel.
How come he didn't go off in the second one?
Oh, shit. She looks like she's in Chuck E. Cheese 2.
That's a...
With the wig and the pigtails.
That's a man, isn't it?
I think that's a stork and the other one's a chicken. Oh, the doggy. Oh, yeah, this song. Oh, there's a crocodile, too. No wonder why they have so many of these in Splash Mountain. There's so many of them.
This
look, the porcupine's
modern.
In Splash Mountain, too.
Oh, yeah.
He was on drums. Oh. Who the hell's that?
Looks like a frog.
And another chicken with a beard. Oh, he's like Jerry Garcia.
Yeah.
And the frog. Yeah, the frog. Brer Frog's there. Shake, rattle, and roll.
Oh, baby.
Oh, he's got a mandolin. That doesn't make any sense. And he got a violin. He's playing it as a guitar.
It looked more like a lute.
Still. Oh, this is like Chanticleer.
What's that?
Rockadoodle. There's two chickens on a bike, but they're not going anywhere. She's holding his guitar.
I think I liked Rockadoodle.
I did too. Not a lot of people do. I have it on DVD.
We do?
Mm-hmm. It was only like a dollar. Who the hell's that?
It's everyone.
Oh, it's a crocodile. Fucking rocking out here. It's gonna be the finale, I guess.
Getting down.
Joy to you and me. Oh, the boys and girls. It's all like black choir music. Weird.
This is Three Dog Night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Still, it's always sung in, like, church. A lot of these are.
Hound Dog?
No, not Hound Dog. I mean, like, the other ones before this. Oh, Prayer Frog going crazy. Pop goes the weasel. Oh, where the hell did he go?
People came from every land to mix these tunes for you.
All right, Irv. So
you're having a hard time with that
Burl
name,
Irvingson.
Still. Everything is better now,
because
someone wrote a song.
I haven't heard this song in a long time.
The first time today, I think.
Can't say "with the girls be dandy."
It's "with the girls be handy," I thought.
Dandy, I thought. Maybe it's handy. That makes sense. Handsy.
Makes more sense than dandy.
"With the girls be handsy." Do 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 do.
Is that the fucking chipmunks?
Oh, here. Oh, it does sound like chipmunks. Oh, it's just a synthesizer or something.
Jesus.
That's the epilogue.
Hey, we're back.
Yankee Doodle always says, "The past is just a start. Tomorrow will bring songs to you that come straight from the heart."
Oh, how nice. Oh.
Another thing he had to say,
his eyebrows are crazy.
"Life is just a song."
Look at the owl creeping.
Pointless.
"Get in tune and let's all sing along."
Boo.
"Should old acquaintance
be." Why is he holding an arrow?
It's a flute.
Oh,
no, you're right. It's an arrow.
What? Yeah. He doesn't have a bow, so what the hell? Is he going to throw that at someone?
He is the eagle from the dollar bill, I think.
Does he have an arrow? Oh,
yeah, he
that's
does.
It? We didn't get to see the ending.
That was, you picked the video.
Oh, God damn it. Now I'm all fucked up because it should have been a Pop Goes the Weasel at the end.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, God damn it. Then I'm going to have to look that up and see. That's fucking annoying. I'm pretty sure I read that the weasel at the end goes like, "Gone Goes the Weasel" or something. I don't know. Something just, about being at the end.
He just explodes.
That's the same thing, I guess, as
watching. Boom.
Just explaining it.
So all those, well, a lot of those are now in Splash Mountain.
Yeah. I did recognize a shit ton of them, mostly in the ending scene where all the animatronics are on the boat and stuff. But then they had porcupine, frog, raccoon.
There was that one scene, which was basically the same scene at the end of Splash Mountain when they're all on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
The riverboat.
Yeah, the concert scene.
Except, yeah, they were just
rocking out.
Yeah.
And looking like Elton John and stuff.
That's Liberace. The dream, isn't it?
It is. Okay, so we're going to move on to Splash Mountain. You ready?
Yeah, I am ready.
I am ready. I have some information about that.
Love me some Splash Mountain.
So, Splash Mountain, we have three of them. So, Disneyland, it is in Critter Country. That opened July 17th, 1989. Then we have Magic Kingdom in Frontierland, and that opened July 17th. The soft opening was July 17th of 92. And then it didn't open until October 2nd, 1992. So it was like 3 months of soft opening. Yeah, that's crazy. I guess there was a lot of changes.
Well, sometimes you got to start soft.
And then Tokyo Disneyland in Critter Country also opened October 1st, 1992. So the day before Kingdom officially opened. The idea for Splash Mountain was originally conceived in the summer of 1983 by Imagineer Tony Baxter while he was stuck in rush hour traffic on his way to work. He wanted to attract guests to the often empty Bear Country land, with the only attraction as the Country Bear Jamboree, which later closed in 2001. Plus a souvenir shop, and make use of the audio animatronics from America Sings, which was also receiving poor attendance.
I could see why.
Yeah, I couldn't even... It wasn't even that... Some parts were funny, but for the most part, I was very bored.
Yes,
it was dark.
Boring show.
Couldn't imagine. Like, as a kid, I'd be like, oh, God, this sucks.
That would be a good nap time.
So, if it was Dick Nunes who insisted that the Imagineers create a log flume for Disneyland, but the Imagineers were initially unenthusiastic about it, insisting that log flumes were too ordinary a theme park attraction to include in a park like Disneyland. I could agree with that. I mean, we had the panda log flume at Storyland and...
The bamboo shoots.
Bamboo shoots. It's not as scary as I thought it was when I was little.
No, I never thought it was scary. It was fun.
It goes up pretty high, though.
And then at Canopy Lake, there's the... Log ride.
The log ride? I don't think I've ever gone on that.
It's just a log flume, but they call it the log ride.
And then they also have the Boston Tea Party, which is Splash Mountain.
It's not a...
It just goes up, over, and down.
It's more like...
It sucks.
It does suck, but it is more like Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
Except there's no other
part of the ride. It's just up and down, and that's it.
Right.
Well, and you wait for it.
It keeps the line moving, and it fits like 40 people.
Yeah, it is a big ride. While trying to solve the problems of including a log flume, bringing people into Bear Country, and reusing the America Sings characters, Baxter then thought of Song of the South. How the fuck do you... Okay.
Well, how do you not?
Construction began at Disneyland in April 1987. By that time, Splash Mountain, whose budget had risen greatly to $75 million...
Holy
motherfuck.
Cow.
...had become one of the most expensive projects created by Walt Disney Imagineering. Until Flight of... Passage was happening. The entire park costs around $17 million to build back in 1955, which translates to around $80 million in 1987. Holy shit, it cost as much as building the park to make Splash Mountain.
What?
According to Alice Davis, wife of late Mark Davis, when America Sings closed in April 1988, production of Disneyland Splash Mountain had gone far over budget. The only way to recover was to close down America Sings and use the characters from that attraction.
Was the only way?
That was the only way Splash Mountain was going to be made. Baxter and his team developed the concept of Zippity River Run, which would include scenes from Song of the South. The name was later changed to Splash Mountain after then-CEO Michael Eisner's mostly ignored suggestion that the attraction be used to help market the film Splash. So he made that happen, even though everyone ignored his suggestion of doing that.
Yeah.
He's like, guys, remember Splash? That's coming out this year. Maybe we should call it Splash Mountain. Tony's like, oh, okay, Michael. So Zippity River Run is going to open. And he's like, guys.
Splash.
We should promote Splash. We should call it Splash Mountain.
That ride is named for the Tom Hanks movie?
I guess so. The characters from America Sings were used in many scenes, though all of the main characters were specifically designed for Splash Mountain. Not to be confused with Splash the Movie, which is actually a really good movie, but not enough to be...
Not enough to have a mountain named after it.
I'm glad it's not called Zippity River Run, because I can't even say that seven times like while I'm reading
You'd probably just call it the River Run, if that were the
Zippity
case.
Zippity River Run. It's just so long.
Everyone would call it the River Run.
Yeah, River Run. Splash Mountain's so much better. Thank you, Eisner, for, you know, trying to plug a movie that didn't have anything to do with it. Dave Felton was then brought in to animate and fix story and staging problems. Felton moved nearly all of the animatronics to new locations, removing 10 animatronic figures from the ride completely to improve the show. A version of the popular attraction was planned for Disneyland Paris, but was scrapped due to budget reasons and the cold weather in Europe. Yeah, you know what? Because Paris got fucking fucked over with that.
Why?
Like, Because all the budgeting, like, they barely had enough to even cover making the goddamn park. There's no way they were going to put extra shit in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Budget reasons. Yeah, that's the fucking middle name of Disneyland Paris. Itchy and Scratchy Land open for business.
Fuck you, Disneyland Paris.
My children need wine. The planned grand opening of July 17th, 1989 didn't go quite as hoped for. Early riders made up of company executives were getting quite soaked rather than lightly sprayed. And so the ride opening date had been delayed for months so that the boats could be redesigned to hold fewer passengers, build them lighter, and redesign the bottom and bow to make them less likely to splash so much water aboard.
They must have changed that because...
All these fucking pussy-ass executives from Disney were like, I'm getting too wet.
I don't like
wet
to be
ride.
Wet.
I don't like that my suit is soaking wet. Maybe you should shut down the ride. I don't
Do
like
you think they wore suits?
Yeah, they wore like they just wore suits and ties on the goddamn ride.
They're like, well, I'm going on Splash Mountain.
You
better
idiots.
Get my suit on.
So I could get soaked every time, and instead, because you guys are fucking assholes, I have to get like lightly sprayed.
I feel like I do get soaked a
sometimes,
lot.
Sometimes, but sometimes I don't get soaked enough, and I'm like, I'd rather be soaked. Sometimes when you're stuck at the end and that fountain comes on you, like, that's a lot.
Well, if they didn't make it so wet, you could ride it all year round.
But I do ride it all year round as long as
it's
open.
You don't ride
it
in January.
Yeah, that's because they have to refurb
it. Too cold.
I would. It's not that cold. It's not too cold to ride it, okay. Usually.
Well, sometimes. It was 30 degrees there once.
Let's see. So, in 1991, construction began for the Splash Mountains at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom in Tokyo Disneyland. And July 17th, soft openings began. Two Splash Mountains officially opened within a day of each other in October 92, which is Tokyo and Magic Kingdom. Okay, so January 2011, Splash Mountain at Magic Kingdom received lap bars for safety reasons. Each row of 2 to 3 passengers shares one lap bar. Meanwhile, Tokyo received individual lap bars, which makes the height restriction 5 inches shorter than the other two versions. So all you short people out there that have constantly not been able to ride Splash Mountain in Magic Kingdom or Disneyland.
Just go to Tokyo.
Yeah, you could go to Tokyo and perhaps ride it if you're
people are
5 inches shorter than the height requirement. So I just have some pop culture for Splash Mountain.
I love a little pop culture.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Imagine it's like the movie Splash was based on the ride Splash Mountain.
That'd be awesome.
There's nothing to fucking do with it. All right. So despite Disney's great attention to detail and audience management, the monitoring represented by both security cameras and the strobe cameras have not proven wholly successful at eliminating one of the most salacious phenomena of Splash Mountain experience. Hoping to make illicit use of the in-ride photographs that Disney later sells to ride patrons, some riders briefly expose themselves.
Ooh.
Example, a woman bearing her breasts.
Good for her. That's liberating.
During the descent. Collected on a website called Flash Mountain in the mid to late 1990s, the shots continue to circulate online. The Flash Mountain controversy at both Disney parks was used as a segment and was seen on TMZ on May 5th, 2009. I didn't know they did a whole fucking expose about it. What the hell?
Who cares? People do that stuff. People are stupid. Who cares?
I would do it. Who cares? It's fucking boobs. Get over it. In an episode of The Simpsons featuring a parody of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, Tom Sawyer, played by Bart, and Huckleberry Finn, played by Nelson, go down a waterfall in their raft, after which their photo is taken to be sold as a souvenir. In a reference to the Flash Mountain phenomenon mentioned above, the manager spots a photo of a woman flashing her ankle and tells the photographer to get rid of it, which he does by slipping it into his shirt to keep for himself. Her
That's
ankle.
Funny.
Oh man, we should have brought up that clip. I didn't even think of that. To celebrate the opening of Disneyland's version in 1989, a special was made called Ernest Goes to Splash Mountain. Actor and comedian Jim Varney returned to play the title role of Ernest in this special. This time, Ernest is busy on becoming the world's first splashronaut.
What?
A play on the words splash and astronaut. Oh boy.
What do you have me in for? What are we going to watch?
I'm excited. This better be great.
Oh, no.
So, I pulled up a few other videos to get us warmed up for Ernest Goes to Splash Mountain.
Just what we need.
So, the first one will be a 1980s commercial for Splash Mountain. I don't know how it was the 80s. I guess 90, 92 was Magic Kingdom, so it was for Disneyland.
Right.
Then we have two more TV spots. One was just a Splash Mountain special, I guess, and one was the grand opening of Splash Mountain in Magic Kingdom. And then we'll move on to Ernest Goes to Splash Mountain.
All right.
You ready for the commercial? Let's go. Oh, boy. Ooh, it looks daunting. Was that fire?
No.
Looks like America Sings. Oh, the vultures look different. There's no way out.
They definitely were a little different.
Everything was so scary in the 90s when the guy's hat fell off.
It looked CGI.
Why would you even show that? You're not supposed to wear the hat. Didn't that look scary?
That was definitely...
I feel like every commercial made in the 90s or 80s was like daunting if it was like supposed to be any sort of thrill ride.
That was such a bad commercial.
Yeah, that didn't really show.
Disney.
Although it did show a lot of the animatronics.
It showed too much. Maybe not want to...
Well, if someone's hat is going to fly off in my face, I probably don't want to go on it.
I feel like I've done it already.
Okay. Well, this next video, I don't know. I don't even know what it is. It's just called Splash Mountain in all claps, all capitals, blah, blah, caps.
Did you see what it says? It says the next video is The Golden Girls Return from Space Mountain.
Yeah, have you seen that episode? Haven't we watched that? I think we did.
Sounds like they returned from Ric Flair.
Oh, maybe Blair and Ric Flair hooked up. Whoa, that was too weird.
Blair.
Blair is Blanche. Blanche, right? Not Blair.
I don't know anything about the Golden Girls. All right, here we go.
Ready? This one's just called Splash.
I'm standing in front of Splash Mountain. Do you see
Are
this?
You?
Who is that guy?
I don't know.
Here at Disneyland.
Blair Fox and Burger. Ah!
And we get to take a sneak preview tonight.
Who the hell
and
is
you
this
get
guy?
To join
Everything
us. What do you think?
Terrible.
Oh my god,
it's,
he's
it's
screaming.
A cross between Big
Look at
Thunder
pants,
Mountain
have, like,
and Pirates
on
of the Caribbean.
He's scary.
Hey, everybody. And it's a log ride. What
I think
do you
someone
think?
Cut this.
I've got a ride.
Yeah, they
to
definitely
catch.
Did.
As you can see, Ernest is taking his time getting into the log. This is the first time, remember, that anyone has taken on Splash Mountain. So they want to make sure that
like
everything
a,
is perfectly
set.
They made
it a scary movie or something?
Just right.
How about this guy here with Mickey on, huh? Now, you know this last drop is about 5 stories down. Can you handle it?
Oh, my God. He looks like a wrestler.
Oh, yeah? And let's hear your
Splash
Mountain
Mickey Mouse on his sunglasses.
Oh, my gosh. Did you ride Splash Mountain?
Ew. No, he didn't. He just splashed water onto his
head. It's incredible.
It includes 105 audio animatronic figures.
105?
Scott,
cut 20.
Lucky dog. That sounds like a great time.
Why is she itchy? What the hell was that?
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Splash Mountain rap.
These guys building Splash Mountain?
Are they from the YMCA or something?
They literally had to put on a show while they were building.
Oh, boy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, look at that jacket. I love it.
It's pretty dope.
I wish I could get that 80s Mickey.
Move over what? Space Mountain. Move over Big Thunder Mountain. Because here is Splash Mountain.
Oh, boy.
Splash
and it ends in a 5-story drop, which is simply Splash Tackler. Things
what?
That drop
what?
Down.
He didn't even know what to say.
Splash Tackler.
How'd you like it?
Oh, wonderful.
That guy's like, oh, I hated it.
So fucking wet now.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, this is fabulous.
Splash Mountain! Righteous
idea! Oracle! Oh, we have to watch that one. Uh-oh.
I'm going to sneak off before the park even opens.
I don't like this guy.
I am going to ride Splash Mountain
I like him.
First.
He's so,
cool, isn't
he's
it?
So energetic. Who is that?
Have you guys ridden Splash Mountain? What was your favorite part?
When the bear had a honeybee on his head.
I got to check this out. Here, hold on.
The bear had a honeybee
Mark Price
on his head.
I'm going to be the first person to ride Splash
Mark
Mountain
Price.
Today.
Mark Price. Who the fuck is next?
I mean, if Splash
he looks so familiar.
Is as thrilling as they say it is.
He looks like one of the Corys.
Yeah, he does.
Tight and screaming and squeezing,
Yikes.
You know, and I don't want to miss any of that.
I see.
Uh-huh. Oh, what the hell is this?
Here. Merry Christmas,
Christmas
and
Happy
New
Year.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, what the fuck happened there?
Oh, Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you wet or
oh.
what?
Yes, I am, ma'am. That was funny. I like that. That was a good clip show, I guess. I thought it was just one thing.
What the? What
Are you wet
that?
Or what?
I hope he's here. I hope he's at this.
Maybe it is clips. It's probably clips from this. So we'll watch Splash Mountain Grand Opening 1992. Here we go. Wave your hands in the air.
They've all got flags.
Oh, hoedown time. Is that a trampoline? Oh. Is it? Oh, the mayor.
He's the mayor.
Yeah.
Looks like the mayor of Whoville.
What are we waiting for? Uh-ohs.
Calling the kin folks.
Don't be a slowpoke. So many balloons. Pushing on a splashing. Ooh, she's got short shorts on.
Yeah, but she had leggings on underneath.
Oh, that's too bad.
Or she had really orange legs.
Yeah, I think they have orange tights on. Oh my god, the scarecrows. They're scary.
The plants look like the monster from Stranger Things.
Why are there scarecrows that are scary?
Because that's what they're supposed to do.
Their legs are all messed up. I like the washboards. Imagine the stage was still there. It must be covering the entire bridge. Hey, Brer Fox, Brer Fox. Where are you going in such a hurry? Yeah, what the hell? Use what?
We's leaving. Well, what do you want to do that for?
Why, you can't open where the you going? Mountain when that mountain ain't got no water.
No water?
No water? We went cross-eyed.
Hey, da, 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 da. Here's Brer Bear. Maybe he can help us.
Why would Brer Rabbit be working with those two?
You gotta help us. You gotta get up
there
and
make
that water come rushing down that flue. So go on up there, Brer Bear, and save the day.
Oh, yeah, that'll be easy. He can walk easily
save
up there.
Save the day, brother.
What? Oh, boy. Will he find the water? I doubt it.
Oh, they're dry. Give him some lube.
TMI, bitches. Oh. Just pumping the tree.
But the tree doesn't even have a screw in it.
The tree doesn't have water in it, idiot. Can you just say everybody's screwed?
Yep.
We're all screwed. Splash, splash, splash.
That guy was pumped.
This is his favorite. Oh my god. Okay. Yay, he fixed it.
Yay.
Well, then, if you folks are just yelling into this mountain with me, we'll
if
open
you
the
folks.
Steepest, wettest, most steepest. Spectacular place in the whole world!
Yay. Two, three, four. Oh.
No, keep going.
Five. Oh, shit, splash. Get out of the water. Oh, it was fireworks.
Fireworks.
Oh, shit.
That's the opposite, Brer Bear.
They should have that happen every time you go down the water.
They'd set you on fire.
Oh. Brer Bear went down. That doesn't seem safe. Should have waited a bit for
there
the
goes
water
his head.
To be completely in it. Zippity-yay. Mm-hmm. Ooh, look at all the flowers and
did
shit.
Did you see that? They
yeah,
were like blooming.
Cool. Oh, man. All those people up there holding
okay.
I think they're like umbrellas.
Like,
yep. Yeah. Zippled. Oh, God. He was standing there. He could have fell.
They should have people.
They should stand there all day. Oh, shit! Look at all the balloons!
What in the world are they doing?
I love the Mickey hot air balloon.
No reason it cost them so much money. This opening.
No. Like, we already spent $75 billion on this ride, so here's all the hot air balloons. Oh, fireworks. We don't get pyro no more, either. And birds! They let out birds!
See you later, doves.
See you later. They got scared. Looks like they let doves out, didn't it? They're all going that way.
No, they definitely did.
Oh, shit. They're still letting them go.
How many are there?
You want a bird get blown up to smithereens. Oh, that's it.
Just abruptly ends.
There's no exit. Okay. Well, you know, if they put so much into the grand opening, this is surely to be a good movie.
Yeah, yeah. So was this the grand opening of...
This, I think this was to promote Disneyland.
Just some promotional stuff, yeah.
It must have been... Oh, no, it must have been... I don't know if it's magic. No, it says Disneyland. But it was definitely done the year that Magic Kingdom 1 was opening, so it was probably just to promote.
I'm excited for it.
Me too. I'm excited. I love Ernest, so here we go.
Oh, sorry, Vern.
Vern.
I knew that was going to happen.
Didn't mean to wake you up.
He goes to a lot of places.
today's big entertainment extravaganza. That's right. Today's the big day.
Who's
when
Vern?
Your old buddy Ernest P. Worrell will go down in those big,
I haven't watched Ernest in forever.
Just think, Vern. Kids in the future will have my name as one of the multiple choices on all their history exams.
Oh, man, like, I wish that was the case.
Like below the equator or textiles or even none of the above.
Oh.
Well, going back to sleep, Vern. You still got a couple
night,
hours.
Night.
Oh. And Vern, I like you, little bear. Blue bear.
Oh, no. Vern's a loser.
So who's Vern?
I don't know.
The picture That's you us. Are seeing is coming to you from Splash Mountain. At Critter Country in Disneyland,
hey.
Where we're about to witness a momentous occasion in this place where
Ooh,
so many historic moments have been celebrated. We are just minutes away from a feat some have compared with Alan Shepard's first ride into space
what?
Or Neil Armstrong's walk on the moon.
You gotta be kidding
it's
me.
Exactly the same.
Daredevil consultant and world-renowned
Who?
Ride tester
Ernest
P. Ernest.
Worrell.
He's a daredevil.
Worrell.
Voyage Worrell. On Disneyland's newest attraction, Splash Mountain.
Woohoo!
In this special television report, we'll learn about the ride, the man, and the meaning of courage.
Courage.
As Ernest
courage.
Goes to Splash Mountain.
I like that pose.
I know.
Ernest goes Thumbs to up. Splash Mountain.
And oh my God, look, it's called Splash
report.
Mountain News Central.
And well, yeah.
They made a whole fucking
Mountain
office
News
for it.
Central. Is veteran news
yeah, right
anchor,
above
Ralph Story.
Ralph Story, that's his that's
Hello again,
a good name.
Everyone. Joining me on this important
Ralphie.
Telecast is a man who has covered many grand events. Cameron Cronemeyer is standing by.
Cronemeyer.
Couldn't have had an easier last name.
Cameron, if you can hear
Cameron
me,
Cronemeyer.
What is the mood out there right now?
What's the
yes,
mood?
I can hear you, Ralph.
There's no one there.
And I must say that just walking through the park today, you can sense the excitement in the air. As you
looks
mentioned,
like it's on fire.
Many great
Doesn't
events
it?
From inaugurations
Look at the smoke coming out of it.
But this
Cameron
first
Kwan
rundown,
Kwan
Splash
Meyer.
Mountain, seems to have captured the imagination of the entire country. And that's due mainly, in this reporter's opinion, to the courage of Ernest.
Ernest.
Is Ernest really going to be the very first person on that Splash Mountain?
That is correct, Ralph.
On that
many
Splash
tests
Mountain.
On the ride have been conducted mountain. Using empty logs and logs that have been weighted with sandbags to simulate the weight
Oh, he's the first ever.
But, of
oh,
course,
shit.
As in any innovative technology, the real test only comes once a human is on board.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
As the first person to take on Splash Mountain, Ernest P. Worrell
really is historical.
Will become a part of this mountain's legend if the ride is successful.
If
it isn't, he could possibly just become part of the mountain.
Ah.
Back to you, Ralph.
Well, one still
be a part of
that was dark.
If you
the
had
legend.
An opportunity to talk to Ernest.
Negative, Ralph.
Negative.
The word here is that this man has gone into training at the Daredevil facility that's owned and operated
what?
By his best friend, Vern. Now, he is supposedly going to stay there until just moments before his assault on the mountain.
Ooh,
we've been told
assault.
That they're conducting some last-minute but highly sophisticated tests.
Did he mean assault?
The,
I don't think
the
he...
old man was facing the
teleprompter,
the green screen.
Yeah.
He couldn't
hey,
see
Vern.
Anything.
No,
no, Vern.
Oh, hi. Oh,
that's as tight as a tag
the tire.
In hemp has been since the senseless and brutal hanging of Cole Younger's horse.
Oh dear.
Vern,
oh my God.
The
what the hell?
If I can take this, I can take anything.
He was in the James Younger game.
You see, Vern, you will play the part of mean old Mr. Centrifugal Force.
Oh,
Your
I love
job
that.
Just spin me around and simulate what we call the G-whiz forces.
G-whiz.
Okay, I can take it.
G-whiz.
Now, here goes.
Uh-oh, he's going to go spinny, spinny. I used to do that on the tire swing. Spinny, spinny, spinny.
I couldn't. I didn't have a tire swing.
I didn't either. I went to the park.
I think I'm going to be...
Oh, he's going to be dizzy.
You can't be sick or else you can't go on Splash Mountain.
He's going to vom. He doesn't even spin around in Splash Mountain. That's not a good test.
Yep, that was a terrible test.
15 minutes. Oh, shit. The countdown begins.
Just as Ernest trip down Splash Mountain
Tripped?
Will be a demonstration of the limits of human endurance, it will also demonstrate the limits of human ingenuity. Like all Disney attractions, Splash Mountain has a story that goes along with that ingenuity.
Does
Correspondent
it?
Marjorie Hastings Hardwick is standing by to bring us that story.
Have you ever wondered where the ideas for the super attractions found at Disneyland and Walt Disney World come from? In the case of
Major
Splash Mountain,
Marjorie
the source of inspiration
Hastings
was the 1946 Walt Disney
long
film
fucking name.
Song of the South. It was in the animated sequence
oh,
of this
talk
classic
about Song
film
of the South?
That the antics of Brer Fox, Brer Bear, and Brer Rabbit
Brer,
came
Brer,
to life
Brer.
For the first time.
It
Over
wasn't
40
bad
years
yet.
Later, these three lovable characters are the stars
lovable.
Of Splash Mountain. The designers of Splash Mountain created the perfect setting to once again tell the tale of Br'er Rabbit's capture and his ultimate escape from the clutches of Br'er Fox and Br'er Bear, complete with the breathtaking five-story plunge into the Briar Patch.
Breathtaking.
Combining its popular and fanciful story with the thrill of careening down the world's longest plume drop,
she has a lot of lipstick on.
Rank the 87-foot Splash Mountain among the best of Disneyland's mountain range, making it a top challenge for its guests.
Yay.
34.
Oh, doing pull-ups. Oh, no, he's not. He's cheating.
35.
I see you.
Just getting in shape. Because, Vern, I'm about to become the first full-grown, sleep-away-from-home-without-a-note grown-up to ride Disney Splash Mountain. Yeah, Vern.
I thought you were the first person.
It's a matter of family pride.
Not just a grown-up.
I come from a long line of just divine roller coaster riding flume zoomers. Know what I mean?
Space Mountain riding.
Disneyland Splash Mountain is the longest, steepest flume zoom ever made by mortal man.
Flume zoom?
In such good shape.
He's just saying words.
Oh, shit, his legs.
Anything. Watch this.
He's like a contortionist. Ew. His feet look weird.
Two.
They're not really his feet.
Oh, I know that, but they still looked weird.
As 12 you can minutes. See, the supposed to believe they are racing by now in our countdown to Daredevil Ernest P. Worrell's historic ride.
Why do they have to say his whole name every time?
You know, this mountain name. Is an intricate combination of creativity and technology.
What's with the phone?
Feature editor Skip Bankman has Someone spent the last
Skip.
2 days
Skip Bankman.
I have so many newscasters.
So let's see what he's found.
Oh, is he in the water? Oh, he's going
this
behind
is
the scenes.
Half million gallons of water.
Skip Bankman.
Feature reporter.
Sir, you're going to drop your folder in there.
This water is treated.
It's going to get all wet.
It's on its way down to the basement of this building where it'll be pumped back up to the top.
Oh, there it goes. I called it.
Back to you, Ralph.
Yeah, you don't have your damn folder anymore.
Well,
okay.
It can never be said that Skip Bankman's reports are dull. He always manages to keep us informed and entertained with his unique style of reporting.
Oh, you don't, though.
He just lost his attention.
I'm told that he'll be back
just started looking around.
Feature a little later. Coming up, we'll talk to a Disney Imagineer who happens to be the show
Tony
producer
Baxter?
Of Splash Mountain.
Measure Eisner.
All this when
That'd be
our
funny.
Countdown to Ernest's attempt created to the name Splash Mountain continues in just a moment.
This better not be a real commercial.
Oh, God. Or maybe it's a commercial for Splash Mountain.
Oh,
he had to pick up the phone. Very busy. Zippity day.
So this was on TV.
Yep. Oh, there's Splash Mountain.
Okay, Vern.
Okay.
Now, as we both know, water runs down your
hill. I think we were Vern in every movie.
Up.
I feel like that's
Therefore,
right.
Therefore, we can safely assume
I don't know
that I will
I don't remember.
Land on my feet when I reach the bottom
oh,
of Splash
that's a good idea.
Mountain.
Why would you land
on your feet?
Feet?
Right here. Splash Mountain drops off at a 47-degree angle.
Oh, he broke his chalk.
Vern, have you got any more chalk?
God damn it.
Never mind.
Why can't you just use the piece of chalk there?
Oh, the pen? I don't think that'll work.
You just dropped it. You didn't even break it.
Oh, God, it's so squeaky. Oh, no.
That was awful, wasn't it, Vern?
Yes, it was.
Kind of reminds you of this, don't it?
That wasn't as bad as the squeaky.
No, that's worse.
Oh, no.
That's a terrible
Attention
person.
Is really beginning to mount
you
now
tell
as we
us.
Continue our countdown of Ernest P. Worrell's daredevil trip down Splash Mountain. Now, we'll be cutting back to Splash Mountain just as soon as we receive word that
Do you have
Ernest
another newscaster to go to?
There. Just to repeat the fact
Let's go back
that
to just
to repeat. At this time, the mountain is ready.
Okay.
Ernest P. Worrell is
no question about
ready
that.
At his friend Vern's Daredevil facility.
We know.
Where some reliable sources have disclosed under a
like
great
the typing
umbrella
in the background.
Of secrecy.
Yeah, like it's real.
They are running some
Breaking
last
news.
Minute experiments to test the intellectual and physical metal of this extraordinary man.
Metal.
Okay, Shorty.
Oh.
Take out the slack.
It's in the pool.
Oh, hey, Vern.
Hey, Vern.
Just brushing up on my advanced water sports. Yeah, Vern, I've got to be ready to ride the waves.
How are
so
we all of a sudden in this pool with him?
To zoom.
Because we're Vern.
You see, Vern, I've got this team of neighborhood dogs that will equal the speed
oh, boy.
And torque of the awesome Splash Mountain.
Oh, we're like
my highly trained
in the deep end.
Dog, Shorty,
yep.
Will listen to my even slightest book.
Oh, there he goes. Oh, a dolphin. Oh, I remember those. It used to bop.
How is it staying up like
Cause
that?
Because it's like those bop-em...
Oh, you punch it and it says.
Together now outside Splash Mountain and the excitement.
A lot of fucking people there.
Let's go to Marjorie Hastings.
Like, why do I have to wait
Marjorie.
For him to go on?
With Disney Imagineer
Marjorie's standing
and the producer
by.
Producer of that spectacular Ooh. Ride, Bruce Gordon.
Darn.
That's not Tony Baxter.
Well, Bruce, we're nearing the big moment.
Oh, boy.
And you must
look at
be
Bruce.
Because as the show
Bruce,
producer,
what's with the name
you
badge
are
in the middle?
For everything
look at his hair.
Sees,
he looks
feels,
like,
smells, and experiences when they go
like
into an attraction. Isn't that right?
Lewis.
That's right.
Yeah,
Louis.
We're
going to
be showing the folks at home some of those lavish scenes and settings inside Splash Mountain, so perhaps you could tell us about it, starting with that cast of characters.
That's Louis right.
Anderson?
There,
that's
the
one.
It's the largest group of animated characters ever assembled in an attraction.
Birdies
and
the froggies.
105, on a watermelon,
to be exact. And they're all led by those principal
didn't even change that guy's outfit from America Sings.
No, why
Rabbit,
would they?
Brer Fox,
know.
And Brer Bear.
Oh, fuck.
Isn't that right, Brer Bruce?
They're
Bear
some of the favorites.
And you guys not only did a fantastic
a bitch.
Job
that's
of recreating
awesome.
The characters
fucking
from the
movie,
but you also captured those fantasy settings so rich with color and lavish detail.
Grins only.
We're very proud.
And don't forget
don't
to tell
talk,
them about
Bruce.
The rich sprinkling of the film's Academy Award winning music that they'll hear.
He's like rolling his eyes.
Zippity doo-dah.
Oh, he figured
the
it out.
For the big finale,
which
has the largest animated prop ever. What
there
a
it is.
Scene with 21 characters singing and the ship rocking. It's just marvelous.
Chickens.
All
preach.
Of this combined with the world's longest and steepest flume drop, which allow the logs to achieve a top speed of 40 miles per
holy
hour.
Shit.
Holy cow,
I
I've never gone that fast before.
Makes it the fastest ride ever.
Damn,
built
Marjorie.
Disneyland. Isn't that right, Bruce?
That's right.
Thanks so much
bitch.
For that great information.
Even waited.
And I'm probably also right in saying
imagine
that
just
you
punches
are
her in the face.
A little
that'd be awesome.
Nervous as we near the moment
Louis
when
Anderson's
Ernest
getting
will
angry.
Make history as the first person
I'm gonna
to
smack
actually
bitch.
Try out the ride.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it. The man
there
with all
have
the
it.
Answers. Splash Mountain producer Bruce Gordon.
Poor Bruce.
And now, let's go once again to Skip Pinkman.
Jeez, he got the
one,
fucking shaft.
Two,
oh, whose house is that, rabbits?
Skip Pinkman's house.
You're
nice stash, brother.
New houses that have been constructed along here along
new
the
houses.
Green that runs through Critter Country. Critter Country is the new name that's been given to the area that... at the foot of Splash Mountain.
Okay.
It used to be called Bear Country.
Go away, kid.
You'll still see bears run around.
Oh, Skip's
here,
getting crowded.
You'll also see a lot of furried and feathered friends which have moved
bye,
into
Skip.
Critter Country ever since Splash Mountain moved in.
Oh, someone taking
back
a picture
you,
of him. Ah! Of course it was an Asian.
Ralph, come on. Okay.
Okay, then.
With our countdown clock ticking away, I'm sure
Ralph's
that
like,
Ernest is on his way to Disneyland
this.
By now. We'll find out.
He's not even at Disneyland yet.
Continues.
He hasn't made it yet.
It's going to take him forever to get there.
He's driving his Lumina.
The car's all gassed up. So
yay,
let's
load
up the
shuttle
and head for the puddle. This
puddle.
Mountain liftoff is A-OK. All systems go and T-minus. And Vern, since I'm a highly trained top gun splashtonaut, I'll
top
do
gun.
The driving. So why don't
oh,
you
there
run
goes
in
the
house
car.
And get on some of them long pants and some of that musk oil, and you and I will go to Disneyland and find us some action.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's sexy. Your car's gone. There it goes.
It should explode because it's
full
all gassed
gas.
Up. Wants to get some action.
Actione in Splash Mountain. Oh, 2 seconds, 1 second, 0 seconds.
Launch.
Launch time. Launch party.
Well, as you can see, our countdown oh. has ended, and it's time for Ernest P. Worrell to make history.
Let's
finally,
go.
This
let's
guy's
go
been sitting here all day.
Cronemeyer at Splash Mountain in Disneyland.
Cronemeyer.
Cronemeyer.
Ernest has arrived. Any sight of him yet, Cam?
Cam.
Ralph, a rush of anticipation has filtered through the crowd here. As
he always holds
has
his ear
that
like
Ernest
he's
has arrived
cool.
here at the park.
He is
let's
cool.
Let's switch to our cameras now over on Main Street where Marjorie Hastings Hardwick is standing by.
Oh, Marjorie. I hope someone's, like, running her over.
They're carrying
him. As you can see, Ernest is being given a hero's welcome as his entourage makes
yeah.
its way down Main Street.
His entourage? Ernest is the best.
Here as all the fans have come out to wish him well.
Bunch of bros just fist pumping.
There's a lot of men there.
That crowd to get a word with
oh.
our man of the hour.
Does Brer Fox want him to leave? Ernest is number one. Oh, yeah, don't throw him.
Sam says we love you, know what I mean?
Whoopsies. He's injured.
Mr. Worrell? Mr. Worrell?
Oh, you can call me Ernest or Knucklehead or Big Guy.
Okay, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
Are you ready for this historic moment?
Yeah,
who are you?
What's it going to be?
The ride, Splash Mountain.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm practiced and rehearsed, and now I am a mean, lean, flume-zooming machine. Know what I mean?
Well, how does it feel to be the first person to actually ride this awesome mountain?
He's a
that
cake.
Person's sign says,
you
love you, know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll ride it.
Know what I mean?
Now tell me, is your famous friend Vern here today?
No, Vern couldn't make it today.
Vern?
Somebody foolishly
we're here.
Drove a car into his kitchen so
oops.
He
oh, no.
and clean up. But he's got a nice TV
he'll
with a
fine.
Little screen, and he's watching. Hey, Vern. Vern, I haven't seen the mouse yet,
Oh, no.
Land and fantasy land
you just
and frontier
got here.
Land. Vern, you'd love it. You ought to be here.
Aw.
Well,
I can see Brer Bear's little
good
sight
luck.
Line thing.
All right, let's go.
Oh. Well, it seems this guy doesn't want to wait anymore.
Let's get the show on the road.
Let's go, Marjorie.
Fearless Mr. Worrell is ready, willing, and able to take on
and
Splash
able.
Mountain. All systems are go. Back to
Vernon.
You,
Vernon. Vernon. What,
that creep in the background.
I know. He's like,
he smelled her hair.
I'm going to eat your hair now. Vernon.
Here he
goes. The cast members.
Nice
mullet. Yeah. Oh, Disney MGM Studios. Get a MGM Studios shirt in Disneyland.
Got to get that cross promotion in.
Yeah, I know that was Michael's doing.
Do you have any last minute thoughts?
Any last minute thoughts? No.
Nope.
I had a last minute thought earlier, but I stopped thinking it right at the last minute. Besides, this is no time for using your
bear
head.
Bear rabbit's hitting
this
himself
is
in the head.
Time
yeah,
for
he's
action.
A weirdo.
He's so
Somebody
weird.
Somebody call me a law.
Yay, you're a log.
He certainly is the picture of confidence, and frankly, for good reason. Anybody who could put up with the physical challenges that Ernest has been subjected to deserves to stand straight and tall.
Oh, no.
He fell in. I fell.
As you can see, Ernest is taking his time
like
getting
his,
into
vest.
The log.
They're really drawing
this
out, huh?
Anyone has taken on Splash Mountain.
Oh,
they
shit.
They want to make sure that everything is
doesn't
perfectly
set. Doesn't look like there's
set.
Any water in there.
I hope that's not true.
There's water.
I really hope he wasn't the
Ernest
first person.
I don't
he
think so.
He couldn't hear his parting words over the shouts of the crowd, but it sounded something like, this is a small step for humankind,
oh, boy.
But a big old leapfrog for Ernest.
Leapfrog.
Let's go inside now and see how he's doing.
All right.
Uh-oh.
This is a long-ass ride.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. Doesn't look like it's moving.
It looks
oh, there
like
it goes.
Some kind of underground kingdom.
I thought Vern couldn't make it.
Look at all the little critters.
He's videotaping it for him, I guess.
Wow. You never would have thought looking at this place that all of this lived underneath, would you?
I like the flashing light on him.
He should be nearing the first drop in
uh-oh.
The ride.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. There it is.
Drop like
is
fall.
Oh.
Like in free fall.
Is this it?
Fall
is this
down,
it?
Boom, fall, drop.
Is this it?
Oh!
Well, that first drop seems to be taking him by surprise.
He's so.
Let's go to Skip Binkman now, who's stationed along the waterway.
What was the rope he had?
He's due here at any moment.
I don't know.
Falls in.
It's a terrible place
oh God,
to be,
Skip.
Skip.
He's so close to the edge.
Say how proud and honored I am.
I hope he falls in the boat.
To be part of this history-making event.
Hey,
to
that's,
be the
that looks like Magic Kingdom's log.
You.
Yeah.
John Q. Citizen.
John Q. And Citizen.
Is that
on
me?
Behalf of
oh, he's got oxygen.
Where did he get oxygen?
Just the little people behind the scenes, behind the
knock
camera.
Knock and Skip.
In this great profession that we call the Dews. Oh, here he comes now.
The Dews?
The
oh,
Dews.
You missed him.
Oh.
That's strange.
Fall,
I,
fall.
I can't see him yet, but
oh my God.
I will
he's
stay
going
by
back.
Until he does arrive.
Oh, he's so close
well,
to falling, damn it.
Right on schedule in
wouldn't
the first
have been
part
safe.
Of the ride.
I don't care.
That all could change in just a few moments,
Ralph knows.
However, as Ernest is nearing the big plunge. We'll find out when our coverage
God
of
damn
Ernest
it.
Goes to
what
Splash
what in
Mountain.
The world?
So many commercial breaks for a 22-minute fucking spot. Oh, look at that guy.
Yeah, what was with the pose?
Ernest goes to Splash Mountain. We'll continue in a moment. Know what I mean?
Know what I mean?
Oh, okay. That, he must
that,
say that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I think... I want to watch all the Ernest movies.
I
want
to. I want
to
see where he goes.
Now,
goes stupid.
Where Ernest is preparing for the intimidating climb to the top of the world's longest plume drop on the way to the Briar.
He goes everywhere. He saves Christmas too, doesn't he?
Yes. Sounds like Jaws.
It's not the going
wish
up part.
Wish I
brought a book. Ha 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 ha. Ding 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 ding.
That seems unsafe. You shouldn't
yeah,
sit like that.
I don't like sitting like that. That scares me. Imagine if I sat with my feet up.
The air's awful thin up here. There's not a lot of oxygen.
Uh-oh.
At this moment, we ask that squeamish
well,
or sensitive adults turn their eyes from the screen.
Squirmish? Uh-oh. Everyone's blocking their eyes. You have to watch. Come on, Skip.
What?
Oh, here he goes.
They really hyped this up, huh?
Oh, my God. God, he looked like he was being strangled. What the hell? Why are they making it scary?
They don't want anyone to ride
hell?
It.
Well, it's going through the whole ride again. I hope it's over.
Cameron, what's happening? He still hasn't come by here.
Idiot.
Well, I don't know, Skip. It's hard to tell. There doesn't seem
yeah,
to be any sign
entrance.
Of recovery.
The recovery.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I hope we haven't witnessed the demise of America's first splashtronaut.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I think I see something coming. Wait a minute. I think
that's
I see
what she
something,
said.
Skip.
It's like,
that's the log.
12 gingers in that picture.
I know. I don't see him. Oh, there he is. He's almost dead. Look, there's rope in there to hold on to. That's weird.
Let's watch. What the hell is that, a pole? Disembarks.
What is he holding? Oh, he ripped the pole out.
How was it, Ernest? Ernest, you appear somewhat shaken. How do you feel? Ernest, would you recommend Splash Mountain to the guests who come to Disneyland?
Yeah, it was great. I'd recommend Splash Mountain to anyone. Things like Splash Mountain keep you young. That and blood transfusions, and organ transplants, cosmetic surgery. I feel great.
Okay, Andy fell.
There you have it from here. Ernest has conquered Splash Mountain.
Oh, people are stepping on him.
As you can see, there's not an
empty log
in the place.
Why are you such assholes?
Let's go back to Splash Mountain News Central.
Dicks.
Yeah.
Now everyone's going on the ride.
Triumphant.
Damn, they put like six people on that log.
It should be noted.
Seems like a lot.
Six people on one log?
Seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Jeez.
For a single file?
What more can be said? Ernest P. Worrell will certainly be written into the history of Disneyland.
Yep, forever.
Because he's one for the books.
Oh,
on behalf of all my colleagues,
Ralph, you silly head.
You, Ernest.
You're
Ralph
so funny.
Here. So long, everyone.
Is that it? No, it looks like the. Oh, let's watch the credits. Let's see. Ernest segments. So he. Bankman.
Didn't know anybody. Ralph Story was himself.
Oh, Ralph Story. That's really his last name. Maybe he changed
just
it.
Just throwing a little victory party to celebrate my triumph over Splash Mountain.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Vern, them boys in Imagineering have really come up with a winner.
They
and
have.
I invited each and every one of them to come here today and celebrate with me.
But none of them showed up.
That today's the day they like to watch the big truck empty all the dumpsters out back.
That just means they don't want to come over.
Anyway,
he has weird music going on.
Spills on the
yeah,
big hill,
he's sad.
Having fun at Disneyland, Vern, just couldn't be easier. It's like bobbing for
Bruce
water.
Williams.
Bruce. It's like
you can't miss.
Bob, what?
He's bobbing for water. He did it.
I don't. What's wrong with him?
I like that. That was fun.
It was,
that was
a,
really cute.
It was a good time.
That was funny. I like when that lady was a bitch to the Imagineer.
Ernest P. Worrell. I wonder if that guy was really an Imagineer.
I'm sure he was.
He didn't look very imaginative.
He looked like Louis Anderson, that's why. He's like a spitting image.
He was terrifying.
Did you enjoy that?
I did.
Do you feel like you know more about Splash Mountain after this?
Not because of that.
Mm.
But yes, I do feel like I learned a lot today.
I feel like I did too. I learned a lot getting... info on this.
It's a good educational experience.
Oh, yes, indeed. I hope you all enjoyed it. Ralph Story. He's the best. So, I guess that's it. I don't think we have to do Splash Mountain ever again, unless anyone thinks of something we missed.
I do want to go on it now.
I know. I really wish I could. Oh, we should do the Disney World 360 thing we could do on the VR.
We could try
just
that.
Just be like, oh, Splash Mountain, new.
That'd be a lot of fun.
I would do that. Let's do that.
We have to see how that works. I've never used it.
Yeah. Well, we have the Google Cardboard we can use it on.
Yep. Real fancy here.
Yeah. We've spent a lot of money on this and shit. So you can find us at whatsdis.podcast.com. Whoopsies.
That's all right. That's where we are.
Whatsdispodcast.com. I have a new show out called Story of Corey, The Story of Corey, with Jerry and Steph. And we review Boy Meets World. So we've just released episode 1. Episode 2 will be out next week. So you can start with us. You can rewatch it on Hulu with us. So if you want to watch the show and then listen to our episode reviewing and analyzing it, that'll be a good time.
Not a bad idea.
Pretty fun show so far. And I love fucking Boy Meets World. It's crazy. It's weird how much I remember and how much I really don't remember at all.
I literally remember everything.
I don't. I haven't watched it in maybe 10 or more years.
I can say the lines as they're happening.
Yes. I'm excited to watch the whole series in full, though. I think that'll be really good.
In order.
Yeah, in order.
Twice.
Pretty much. What else? We have shirts for sale and all that shit. We have Twitter and all that jazz. Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram.
Anything else you want to plug?
No, I don't think so.
All righty. I guess that's it then, and we'll do another attraction real soon.
Yeah.
I think next time, what park do you want to go to?
Epcot. Or Hollywood Studios. Or MGM Studios.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of stuff in MGM Studios that's gone.
Feel like
gone.
It's been a while.
For MGM?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should take a... Maybe we'll do some parades. I feel like we haven't done parades in a while.
You gotta do a parade. They love the parades.
Fucking, I love a parade.
Parades are the big money maker.
Except not, because they don't have any parades anymore, so... Meh, that doesn't work. Meh.
It is, because it keeps people in the park. They can't get out.
It surprises me that since they've been doing all these changes and new attractions and stuff, that they haven't once like even thought about putting in a new parade or bringing back an old parade.
They really probably are like way too inconvenient.
Yeah.
They probably take too much time.
It must be like they don't want to pay all those cast members too. Because, you know, if you don't have the parade, you don't need to pay for cast members.
Right.
You don't need all those cast members to line the streets.
You're not going to pull them from other attractions just to put them in a parade.
Yeah, it probably is just a money suck. Because then people are just standing there not riding rides or buying food or anything. So that sucks though, man. Well, hopefully they bring something back. All I need is one parade to come back. I mean, Hollywood Studios could very much benefit for a fucking parade right now.
I would very much like to see Spectro Magic.
Oh yeah, that'll never happen. But that'd be awesome if they brought that back. Or some version of it. Maybe mix the Electric Parade and fucking...
Just for like one night, 1 week.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Make it a limited time release. That'll bring people out.
That's true. That is true. I would book a trip if they brought any of those Tapestry of Nations. I would go. I would,
Parade
maybe
week.
Not the MGM ones so much. A few of them, but for the most part, they were just like Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't care about that.
Oh, maybe the one with the dinosaurs.
Yeah, dinosaurs I would go see. Magic Kingdom. What was that? Oh, like Spectrum. The Dream Come True
would
ones.
Would be the only one I'd really care about.
Share a Dream Come True, all those magical memories and shit. I'm sure they could bring one of those back. They probably have all the floats behind stage anyways. Or somewhere.
Or they destroyed them. Or they used them in other parades.
Yeah, they always change them.
This is a completely different parade, but it's exactly the same.
That's what they did every year. They just changed the freaking title of it. And then yeah. Be like, oh, we added a character. Here it is. Oh, well. Maybe we'll do parades next show. Who knows?
Certainly not us.
Not us at all. That is our... laughing place, if you will. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Enjoy.
It was your idea, then let's go!
Well, you know it is a thrill when you go downhill, cause you're riding on the mountain of your own free will, and you're zipping in a flash on a daring dash, down a waterfall so rapid that you go splish splash! Zip, 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 zip! Zip, 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 zip! Zip, 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 z